BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team returns home this weekend to host UMarion Minot State. Freshman Derek Thompson joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU men's basketball team split last weekend, winning on the road at Sioux Falls, lost at Southwest. Beavers will host Minot State and UMary this weekend, returning from a four-game road trip. The Beavers are down to seven healthy players right now, one of them true freshman Derek Thompson. At 6'8", let's be honest, he didn't have to work terribly hard in high school. Thompson readily admits, now he does.
I got to work a lot harder to get position, and because in high school I could easily just get the ball wherever and it would be a lot easier, but now that going against guys my size or even bigger, I got to work harder to get positioned so I don't have to make that much more of a move so I can kind of just go up and finish.
Thompson has started the last seven games for the Beavers. In that stretch, he's averaging in double digits in scoring. Beavers currently sit at 7-10 overall, 4-8 in the Northern Sun Conference. Tip-off Friday night at home against Minot State at 8. Tip-off Saturday against UMary at 6. Listen online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.